The Guardian.
Can you just explain in layman's terms as much as possible what these products claim to do and in fact what they do do?
Well, they claim to repair damaged cells, which are often cancerous, but at the same time, the same chemical can cause the cancer itself. That, of course, is always a feature of many chemicals, but they have not been tested at all in the real-life human situation, and the claims are very, at the bottom line, ambiguous, and at the top line, quite false.
There are cases, though, are there not, that it has improved people's lives?
Oh, yes, that's true, that sometimes they can have an effect, and, it can be a short-term effect or sometimes a long-term effect, but you can never divorce that from sort of spontaneous remissions anyway that happen. There are people who, just spontaneously remit in leukemia situations and so on.
Basically, there is one website set up by a man who runs a pest control business in California. But his argument, and there is some sense to it, is that he wants to help people who've run out of options. And those with terminal cancer, he's not the only one in thinking this, should be allowed to take what risks that they want.
Well, that's true. And of course, there's alternative medicines as well, which are catching on now, much more popular because, you know, conventional medicine sometimes says, well, I'm afraid, as far as we're concerned, the cancer has developed, it has moved to other parts of the body, and there's nothing much that we can do about it. We could carry out surgery, but there must be cancer cells elsewhere in your body. So quite clearly, you know, you have a year, 2 years at the most. I mean, that is the advice that's often given. And people say, well, I'm not going to accept that. I'll do anything. I'll go into clinical trials, anything that's not been tested. And many people do go into clinical trials over a period. And it has to be admitted, really, that people who are on clinical trials do seem to get better. And, that's interesting because clinical trials need to be increased in this country and more people need to be put into them. So there is a point, as you say, in terms of testing unknowns out, and clinical trials are the way to do that.
We are mainly here talking about dichloroacetate, but there are other drugs that are on sale from websites, mainly in America we're talking about. What are the main side effects that we're looking at?
Well, there can be, apart from just straight sickness, you can have other organs affected as well. You have side effects of many of these compounds. And of course, that is what the big argument is about just now, that sometimes these side effects are not recorded. They're perhaps hidden away for even freedom of information. We can't get that out from people. And the drug companies have been caught out on several occasions of knowing that there are these side effects, as I say, other organs of the body, making people's hair fall out. Really, we have to have a more open society where we can see those results so that, like with most medicines, when you read the medical instructions and taking them, the side effects are spelt out for people.
Is the problem here mainly not to mix it, though, with traditional course of medication? If you're just taking dichloroacetate, for example, on its own, is that a risk worth taking, or is it the mixing of drugs that's the problem?
Well, I think the mixing of drugs is a real problem because you don't know how they interact. There is evidence sometimes that the two drugs together have a very positive effect, and other instances where they do affect each other's individual behavior. So it's very risky. The tests have not been done, and people are desperately just trying anything because they are in that situation of being desperate.
We're talking here about a influential parliamentary committee calling for these websites to be shut down, but from what you've implied or implicit in what you say to me, that's not really what you're calling for, is it?
Well,
it's just more regulation.
There are some websites which are completely out of order in what they're claiming. What we're saying is not just closing down these websites, but calling at the same time for proper clinical trials, proper assessment, and proper information-giving facilities to the public and to the individual and to the doctors who are concerned. Many conventional doctors using the conventional treatments get pretty upset when people go away and try different things when they're on a program, through the National Health Service. So what I'm calling for, really, through our committee, would be something like closing down these websites and calling at the same time for proper assessment of these drugs. Then we can open up a website with the full support of the cancer community.
Would I be able to call you a traditionalist doctor, somebody who's not particularly enamored with New Age or complementary medicine?
I would not want to provoke people by saying that these are desperately good cures, these alternatives. Sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. And as I say, you can never, you know, without proper testing, without proper scientific and medical testing, with using human patients, know what the particular effect of the agent is, and if it is the only factor that's involved in, knocking out the cancer.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's the Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.